Chapter 2. I didn't get home until late that night. As I walked to my door, I noticed something next door. I could see a dark figure standing outside, looking out across the water. I realized this must be my neighbor, Mr. Gatsby. No one knew much about Mr. Gatsby. He was a mystery. The only thing people knew was that every weekend he would host a big party at his house. But these weren't normal parties. These were the most extravagant parties anyone had ever seen. They cost a lot of money. Mr. Gatsby was one of the richest men in New York. I hadn't seen my neighbor before. I wondered what he was looking at. He did not look very extravagant. In fact, he looked very simple standing there, staring out across the water. I wanted to go and talk to him, but he seemed busy thinking, and I did not want to disturb him. I went to bed and got up early the next morning to catch the train into work. I'd got a good job at a bank, but it was boring. I'd catch the train in Long Island, which is green and rich. And the train would stop among the shiny metal skyscrapers of the city. But in between, there was a place called the Valley of Ashes. It was a very dirty and poor place. The ashes were the rubbish from the city. It was not a nice or happy place. One day, Tom and I were on the train together. When the train stopped at the Valley of Ashes, he jumped up. "Come on," he said. "Let's get off here." I was surprised, but followed him to a garage that sold petrol and fixed cars. "Good day, Mr. Buchanan," the owner said to Tom. "Wilson," said Tom, greeting the owner. "How's business?" "I can't complain," said Mr. Wilson, but he looked like he wanted to. A pretty woman with red hair appeared. "And here's your lovely wife," said Tom. When the husband turned his back, Tom spoke to her. "I want to see you, Myrtle," he said. "Get on the next train." I realized that this must be Tom's other woman. We got back on the train, and Tom took us to an apartment in the city. It was very extravagant. "We're going to have a party," Tom told me. "Myrtle has brought a friend for you too." "I'm afraid I don't really like parties," I said. But it didn't matter. They got out new clothes, loud music, and alcohol. I have been drunk just twice in my life, and the second time was that afternoon. More people arrived. Tom hosted the party, but he made fun of everyone because they were poor. "Of course, the best parties are hosted by Mr. Gatsby," said Myrtle's friend as she sat with me. Soon after that, Myrtle and Tom got in a fight. She was angry because he wouldn't leave Daisy for her. "Do not say her name," Tom shouted, and then he hit her. I was glad to leave as soon as I could. When I got home, I found an invitation. It was from Mr. Gatsby. He invited me to his next party. It was strange, because people didn't usually get invitations to his parties. They just went. But he had given me a special invitation, which meant he wanted me there specifically.